At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Fridays, we start a little earlier, roughly an hour earlier. Impact Power Sports. Love those Google reviews. Oh, my God. You guys did an amazing job. Thank you so much. Appreciate that support for them after the attack. What the hell was that? Anyway, they are Impact Power Sports. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're shopping for a golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, perhaps a motorcycle, scooter, go-kart. They got it all at Impact Power Sports. Find them in Rockford, Michigan. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Yesterday, we did the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And a late arriver on that show yesterday was Jimmy out of Portland, Maine. And if there seems to be like some glitching going on in the video while you're watching this, I apologize. I'm picking up on that too. I hope it stops. Jimmy out of Portland, Maine came in and caught a few folks off guard. All right. People picked up on the fact that he said, "Hey, I've been drinking for the last 36 hours. Today, I just drove my mom to the clinic," or something like that. And everyone's like, "What, you were hammered taking your mom to the docs? What is going on?" And then he was wrapping up his comments and he said, "I've got a joke." And he unveiled the joke with the idea that Ben Glaze would then give Ben Glaze a joke, or Ben could finish the concept for him. It was hard to follow. It was nutty. In fact, if he's watching me describe it right now, he might be like, "I did that?" I think he might have been intensely buzzed. He didn't really sound that different, but I don't think I've heard so much stammering and hemming and hawing about anything ever. It was quite a hemming and hawing type of moment. Chris in Buffalo says hammered. Nick checks in out of Houston, Texas, and says, "Excellent programming as always. Last night, easy. Thank you for all you do." Oh, come on now. That's very flattering and embarrassing. It's really not that big of a deal. I love the fact that the community on Patreon, which is growing, we had a pretty well-attended Zoom yesterday for that show, that the personnel, the usual suspects, are developing their own character traits just by their presence. It's really a lot of fun. If you have not yet been part of a Ben and Eric Patreon podcast live Zoom, dare I say you're missing out. Rebecca says, "I'm sorry I missed it last night." Nick says, "I look forward to Thursdays now again like I used to look forward to the Dumber Than Zane segments on Trivia on my old show." Yeah, those are good times. Rebecca says, "I'm going to listen to it after the podcast today. I have not yet posted the audio. I was very, very busy in the first part of today." Alan says, I love making my 3 and 4 year old kids listen to Ben and EZ on Thursday nights. I don't recommend that. Tell me you're joking, Alan. Today was, I think, a first, because how this usually unfolds for me Monday through Friday is the alarm goes off at 5:50 a.m. I hit snooze. It will go off at 6 a.m. At 6 a.m., the news on Q100 starts. At that point, that alarm goes off at 6 a.m., I now have 180 seconds, 3 minutes to get in here, get my brain, click on a couple things on this other computer over here that you cannot see, and start the radio show. If I'm not here, bad things happen. I wasn't here because I hit snooze again at 6, which I do not recall doing. At 6:10, it goes off. And I'm like, oh no. That means that there is silence. And then I'm like, oh boy. So I get in here, couple of buttons. Next thing you know, there's a song on the radio. But I was like, holy shit. There was like text messages from audience members saying, hey, dum-dum, dead air. I'm like, oh my God. That is a, okay, radio people have a recurring nightmare. We've all had it. If you've been in radio for any amount of time, you have this recurring nightmare. It's going to pick and choose portions of the data in your brain to paint a scenario for you. And it could be, it's usually weird. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just incredibly vivid for me. But the recurring dream for years and years and years has been that I'm at the radio station and I'm behind, or there's some type of silence on the air, or I'm screwing something up. And typically, it has me back to the mobile home of rock and roll in Saginaw. For some reason, my recurring dreams happen in that facility. But this was like legit, and I'm like, oh no, oh, fuck, oh shit. But we got the car on the road, thank God, and then fixed it all. Clown of Carnage, that would be Nick and GR, who works in patent law. He says, I love joining the Zoom. I will be until I pick up training in a few months. Okay. Nick in Houston says, I'm sure JC handled it calmly and rationally when he found out. Yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Tyler says, EZ's radio nightmare fuel. 100%. That scares the hell out of me. I felt very bad about it. I was like, ah, come on, get your act together. About listening to the Ben and Eric show, Alan in front of his kids. Now he says, my son loves saying fuck. Well, that's unfortunate. All in all, it was an outstanding evening. A lot of fun. Ben was on fire for the Bet on Ben segment. And of course, the hour before that, hour and a half before that, we featured Who Are These Free Beers, which featured some outstanding clips. Probably, in my opinion, the highlight, though, was the clip that Alan sent along. I'm really thankful that you sent that, by the way. And so I appreciate that. Keep it coming. I would not have caught that. And I'm actually going to share it here just to give you a sense of some of the things that happen when we do Who Are These Free Beers. Alan was listening. He was able to procure the what he was listening to, and he sent it my way. And he described it as Greg wanting to rage quit. And, okay, the background is they're getting ready to play another game and an audience member has to answer questions. And there's a little bit of confusion with the audience member and Greg. And Greg kind of like talks at the same time that the audience member, he's just trying to get the game started. And there's a little bit of awkwardness between them. And because there was that silence or whatever, Greg kind of lashes out and he aims his aggression at Hot Wings, who's just minding his own business. You know, Greg is the one that usually starts the conversation, sets up the bit, whatever. And it doesn't, he felt a little bit, I don't know, befuddled or something like that. So he freaks out on Hot Wings. Let's check it out.
Just in case we have trouble falling asleep. Like all ours are jokes, right?
Sorry, come again?
I said, like all ours are gems. I am alone here. everybody else looking down at their iPad. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm listening. I just
don't care to help.
I was letting you do it.
All right, let's start this game, shall we? $1,000 minute of mayhem. You got to get.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm right back there. I am right fucking back there. I give them the credit to laugh it off, but Greg's pissed. Don't care to help. What kind of help? You're having a conversation with the guy. How do you want him to save you, you asshole? Oh, no. What a dick. Holy fuck. All right. That's just a taste of what we covered on Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 63 yesterday. Outstanding. And show number 201 for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben says, does anyone know what day this is from? I do, Ben Benjamin. Monday, July 21. If you go to Monday, July 21 and click on the Minute of Mayhem game, you can get how this went. Yeah, you're right. I kind of want to see it now. I'll have to come back to that. So awkward. All right. I don't know if you guys remember the Jackie Green, and she was known for a period of time on our radio show when she was an intern as Jackie Man Voice, because her voice was very deep. Now, what we know now makes me upset that we referred to Jackie as Jackie Man Voice. It may very well have been that Jackie's voice was deep and manly because of being intersex, which Jackie has done an excellent job of revealing to the world what that is. And she has been very active on TikTok recently discussing what that is. And she's gotten a ton of interesting attention, like major publications, like People have featured her. And so this is prior to this coming out. It went like this. Jackie shows up at GRD. And we immediately give her the name Jackie Man Voice. She was a very successful runner at Ferris State and has done all these really strong efforts in running over the years. That's kind of how I knew her. Outside of the radio station was through running, and she did a lot of pageants. And then she revealed that she's intersex. And so at the time, what I knew about that was that it's just basically what I remember. Inside of her body, she did not have the structures for to be able to have a child. The female reproductive organs inside of her body aren't there. That's just what I remember. I might even be wrong about this. And that there was actually male testicles inside of her body. And I don't remember entirely, but I think they may have been removed at some point. And then she goes about her life. That's all I knew. And she did come out about it and talked about it a few years ago, but reinvigorating the conversation has kind of made, for whatever reason, it's much more attention to this time around than the last time around. Diana was telling me some things that she heard that Jackie had revealed, because I guess Jackie is like an open book. And I don't necessarily want to say exactly, but Jackie did indicate on one of the videos, and some of you I know like Rebecca and Stevie watch Jackie's videos. I'm pretty sure Jackie actually described what her actual outward genitalia looks like. And what Diana told me, I got that like secondhand. Like, she watched a video and then she told me. And it's quite a stark, vivid description. And I don't actually feel comfortable making it until I see it and hear it with my own eyes and ears. But when Diana told me how she described it, I said, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see her describe it. It's pretty intense, frankly. Rebecca says her body does not process testosterone, nor does she have testes to produce the testosterone. Ben says she has a new revealing podcast. I suggest everyone give it a listen. Rebecca says she does seem like a really cool soul. I really like the energy she gives off. You sound like Freebeer there. Rich, this sounds like an uninformed comment. She was successful as a runner competing against women because she had the testosterone of a man. Well, I don't know. Maybe you weren't here, but I did indicate that when she was very young, she had the testosterone-producing testicles removed. So I think that you might be misinformed, and so there's that. Tyler says, Easy only cares what her tootsies look like. My God, I love feet. You're right. Rich says, yeah, I missed that part. I'm going to get in because now, what do you call it? Channel 13 in Grand Rapids is doing this. So that's cool. So Ben's checked out that podcast. I guess I'm going to check it out, you know? I am interested. And I like Jackie.
Taking a look at intersex. What is that? It's an overarching term for more than 40 confirmed diagnoses, which a person is born with a reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the typical definition of male or female. Now, because the term is so broad, it's tough to find a statistic that covers how common this is in the world. But what we do know is it's roughly one in every 2,000 births, but that can range from subtle to more noticeable differences. Sometimes it's not even realized until later in life. In this two-part story, I sat down with a familiar face and voice in West Michigan, radio and television host Jackie Blankenship, or Jackie Green, as she's known on air.
Her man voice.
She's opening up about her discovery of her own intersex condition and why it's important for her to share her story now.
The human body can do so many amazing things.
The voiceover is low, sorry.
Running and training and realizing all the things I can do really has helped me over the years.
But it was that exact human body.
It just makes me different.
That kept a secret for Jackie Blankenship in her younger years.
Yeah, yeah.
You may know Jackie.
Hey, it's Jackie Green with Classic Rock 97 LAV.
From here.
I've been in radio and television for, at this point, 12, 13 years.
But that's not what this story is about.
There's more to Jackie Green, who they know me as, than what they used to hear or see on the news.
It's about her life's hidden chapters.
And know my intersex story.
And how, at 40 years old, she's now changing the narrative.
Because my whole life, I was told by people in the medical profession, from family, from friends, that this intersex condition I had should be kept a secret.
Let's go back to the 1980s.
So at 4 years old, it was 1989, they did a blood test, and the blood test came back that I was biologically male. Basically, I have XY chromosomes, which you typically see in males, but I developed externally female because my body can't respond to testosterone, which was quite a shock, especially in the 80s, being that I looked like a little girl. I was a little girl, but I had a Y chromosome.
Around 8 years old, her parents told her about her condition, technically called complete androgen insensitivity syndrome.
That I had a condition and I would never be able to have children someday. And that when I was older, I would end up needing an operation.
During Christmas break of her freshman year of high school.
And they told me, well, it's pretty much an ovary because it's producing your estrogen. Which I guess is half true, but it wasn't. The reality was they were undescended testes in my abdomen.
After the surgery, she essentially began going through menopause, as she now had to take daily estrogen supplements with her body no longer producing the hormone.
Because no one really explained to me why they took them. It wasn't really in my control. No one said, do you understand why we're doing this and are you okay with it? It was just, we're doing this.
In her 20s, Jackie was looking at an art prize entry.
I saw at the very bottom in small print, I am intersex and I am here. At that point, I had never heard that word before, but I knew, I think that applies to my condition. So I could not stop thinking about it. And I went back to my house and I Googled intersex. And I felt very like, oh my gosh, I'm intersex. That's what I am.
At that point in her life, her close friends and family knew about Jackie's condition, but not many else, because doctors encouraged her not to.
They would use, in my opinion, triggering language that told me not to tell anybody. I had a very good, normal, you know, female experience. But that secret sat in the back of my brain.
But in 2017, she decided it was time to let the secret out.
So I wrote a piece for West Michigan Woman called I'm Intersex and I'm Here Too. I immediately was flooded with people online saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know this about you. I've known you my whole life. I didn't know this about you. Well, it's because I was told by everyone that people wouldn't accept that.
She may have once been told to keep her condition a secret. But that's not Jackie's story anymore.
My body proving me wrong has been the best part of my experience with being intersex, is understanding that I can do more than I've been told I can do, and I can do more than even I think I can.
And coming up tomorrow at 6, catch part 2 of Jackie's story. Hear more about her family life, how she found a way to have a child, and how she's now finding the drive to tell her story on a larger platform. You can also watch the full extended interview in this story on 13yoursign.com.
All right. So I'll say this. To me, the best part about this is that she was in like a household that was, you know, they would support her. Not everybody has that, you know, especially in some of these off the beaten path areas. You might have people that live that are in your life who are total assholes. You know, I don't know if it's appropriate for Badger 7419 to write go go gadget crank. Badger also says we need pictures. Yeah, I'm sure there's a curiosity there, but I'm pretty sure we aren't going to get pictures. Jackie is a very respectable human being. Amanda says call her. No, I don't know what's going on. I reached out to her a couple of times in recent memory, and I got nothing. So I don't know. I'll just take that hint. Maybe that means she doesn't want to talk to me. You know? Rebecca says she's been very frank and open about her life. She's doing great advocacy work now. No, I think it's cool. I know she's still doing stuff at LAV. She was on the morning show with Rachel, and then she left that. And still does her thing at LAV. I think she's on like at 10. It goes Michelle, who and Greg, who Greg's kind of like a chick. Michelle's kind of like a dude. Travis is kind of like both. So they're all intersex. And then middays, you got Jackie. She's intersex. And then afternoons is Brian Vander Ark, who I don't know what he is, but he's got great hair, and he's like 7 feet tall. Amanda says you should see if you can get her on the podcast. And yeah, I would love that. But like I said, she, I don't think she's interested. You know, I've reached out several times in the past and got nothing back. So, do you ever do that? Do you ever like reach out to someone and then they don't, and then you think, okay, it's kind of like message received. Have you ever done that? That's kind of like what's going on there. I don't know. I oftentimes wonder about people that I ran with in the past to some degree, whether I work with them or whatnot. I think a lot of people still get annoyed with me and don't want to talk to me because I brutalize the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. I think that that is a legitimate thing. People who don't quite understand what's going on there and just think that I'm being an asshole to be an asshole. And then so that might be the case. There have been a few people that have been kind of like stuck in the middle who then might even like side with them and whatever. I get that. I don't care. I'm not saying that that happened for sure, but that has happened in the past. I'm not saying that happened with her, but it's happened with others. So, and that ain't changing. So who gives a shit? Badger says, don't forget your stalkers. I don't get it. I don't know what you're talking about. And who are you, by the way? Badger 7419. Okay, but that's still very interesting. A small percentage of people have this intersex. But I imagine that it's not all great. Like Jackie, she was raised in an outstanding environment from what I've gathered. I remember her father at her wedding to Jimmy, and he seemed awesome, and the family support. So, but I can imagine, though, that this is the type of thing that in some communities or in some families, people are assholes and just could treat their own kids terrible or family members because of this exact thing happening. All right. Moving on. This is an update on crazy guy who stabbed 11 people at the Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. And the family of Stabber, they have been really, really aggressive and active, doing a lot of interviews. And they keep suggesting that it's not his fault. And that the system failed this crazy fuck who finally is going to spend the rest of his time behind bars so that he doesn't fuck people up in the community. Now, whether or not he is institutionalized or in prison, I think he should be in prison. Like, who gives a shit at this point? I don't want anybody ever who stabs 11 people to have the opportunity to be healed and put out back into the public just because they're on medicine. You know, I fully do not support that. I think that the psychotic people need to be locked up and you throw away the fucking key. I don't give a shit what the fuck happened to you. I don't give a shit what's wrong with you. Fuck you. This family, though, is saying that it's everybody else's fault and we need to protect them or some shit.
When I saw his face, because that Brad?
This is
Brad?
Psycho's mom.
You know, and I knew when they said he's 42 years old, I knew it was him because I know how sick he can get.
The mother of the man accused of stabbing 11 people at the Walmart in Traverse City says her son needs help for the mental illness that drove him to the kind of violence she didn't think he was capable of.
Her son, Bradford Gilley, is in jail on charges of attempted murder and terrorism. She says the mental health system failed her son and society. She sat down
to... This is the second person that talked about this. I remember his brother was doing the same thing, making the rounds, saying it's everybody else's fucking fault.
They would target investigator Ken Kolker.
Beverly Gilley says she barely recognized the man she saw on the TV news the day after the stabbings. Her 42-year-old son accused...
Why? Why did you barely recognize him? It's because maybe you haven't seen him in forever?
...of the rampage that sent 11 people to the hospital.
That's when it was a birthday. We went to La Senorita in Petoskey and took
her son Brad's childhood photo was the screensaver on her cell phone.
He had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He kept us laughing.
Yeah.
You know, he was great. He was enjoyable to have, you know, and just a typical little boy, you know.
Then at 14, she says, he smoked marijuana, still his drug of choice, but that time laced with something bad.
Dad was there and we're like holding him, just trying to calm him down, like, and it just got worse. He got into a fetal position and we...
Maybe that was like, I remember that song, scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think Brad Pitt's character smoked a joint that was dipped in acid or some shit.
Wrapped him up in a blanket and we took him to ER. We lost Brad at 14. We lost him, you know,
yes,
but we never stopped loving him.
Since then, they've lived through nearly three decades of psychotic episodes, a diagnosis of schizophrenia, assaults against her and her husband, one that sent her to the hospital. She says she lost track of how many times he was institutionalized, only to be released and only to stop taking his meds. He was off and on homeless. A mental health worker had warned her not to let him live with her, she says.
So this has put your family...
Okay, so all of this sounds on the up and up. At this point, they're advising mom, don't let dude live with you. He's going to hurt you. She lets him live with him. He hurts her. He's been in and out of institutions. I mean, they can only do so much, okay? They can only do so much. What are you suggesting was done wrong is what I would like to know.
Through hell.
Through hell and back and hell again and hell again.
He was living on Social Security disability, taking bus trips around the country. There was the bus trip, she says, when he was about 30 to Pennsylvania and Ohio, where he was caught running naked down a highway. Then in 2016, he dug up a grave at a cemetery in Petoskey with a shovel stolen from Home Depot, leading to his arrest, a not guilty plea by reason of insanity, and a court-ordered year in a psych hospital.
He thought his dad was there, and he needed to get his dad out of the tomb. He needed to get him out of there. And that was his goal. And that's, you know what, that's mental illness.
Yeah, no, this is all mental illness. What do you want?
She blames the mental health system for not doing enough, especially frustrated that mental health workers refused to talk to her about her son, citing privacy, when all she wanted to do was help.
I just want to know my son's okay. So July 24th.
Still, she says she tried to track him through text messages, last hearing from him on July 24th, a short time after yet another out-of-state bus trip. He said he was okay. Then, 2 days later, her son is accused of stabbing 11 people in that rampage at Walmart in Traverse City. Arrested after being subdued by Good Samaritans. She learned about it while watching the news the next morning, recognizing his face on TV.
I'm mom to a child, to my child. And to see him do that is just able... I didn't even, when I saw his face, I was like, is that Brad? Is that Brad? You know, and I knew when they said he's 42 years old, I knew it was him because I know how sick he can get.
She says she feels awful for the victims.
It's not Brad. He's ill. He's ill.
I don't get what she's hoping can happen. What do you want?
She also had a message for the man who held her son at gunpoint until police arrived.
I want to thank him for not killing my son.
I want to yell at him for not killing your son.
Thank him for not doing that.
Brad Fregilli is expected back in court next week. He's being held on a $1 million bond. I'm Target 8 investigator
Which,
Ken
by the
Coulter.
Way, was $100,000. And then he does finger guns to the judge, and the judge goes, all right, maybe we better rethink this. Maybe we better make it $1 million. Chris says he even stole the shovel. Thank you, Nick, for signing up for another month on, I should say, being subscribed through Prime. You've been doing that now for 37 months. Thank you. Nick adds, send him to Meathead Island. Our very own Nick the Electrician with some news. I guess he's back on the market, which I did not see that coming. Now, Nick is known for, he's very sexually charged. And so he is, you know, he's right back into the dating scene. And Nick, the electrician, has a date this weekend with a respectable young lady. I think this is going to be different, though, than with the last time he was on the market when on one of, like, the hookup apps, you just, like, press a button and then, you know, the other person agrees to visit you. Some snow cow came flying in from the Upper Peninsula, drove across the Mackinac Bridge all the way down here to get boned by Nick. When I saw Nick during our Newport menthol training sessions, he said it was like wrestling a bear. As Tyler writes, bear wrestling season is back. We described her as she looked like the hunka-chunka, hankering for a chunk of cheese guy, time for timer. Nick in Grand Rapids says, make sure you keep saying Nick the Electrician so my wife doesn't mistake what you're saying. Yes, Nick, the patent worker. What do I call you again? A patent investigator? A patent approver? Something patent is not affiliated with Nick the Electrician, who will be bear wrestling some woman this next weekend. Maureen says, I see what you did there. He's charged and he's an electrician, LOL. No, that wasn't intentional. I never do that stuff intentionally. Okay, yesterday the Lions played, and I don't give a shit. It's, I do for Isaac Teeslaw / Coleslaw, the local guy who played for the Lions. He did pretty well. I think he caught 3 or 4 balls, and he's trying to make the team. But this is what's called the Hall of Fame game. It's hard to believe a professional football game takes place in July, but it did last night in Canton, Ohio. And then this weekend, all the guys who are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, they get inducted and put on the gold jacket and red jacket, gold jacket, who gives a shit? And that's that. And then we're off and running. Now we have, after that, 3 more weeks of exhibition football, which nobody really cares about. And then the Lions start on September 7th in Green Bay. Green Bay Packers are the team of choice for one Coleman Lutz. That is the one bad thing about Coleman. Murder Lover Linda says, hunka hunka cheese guy description will always make me laugh. Time for timer. Teeny tiny legs, gigantic upper body, torso. That is the description of hunka hunka cheese guy or girl. Little spindly legs, enormously round upper body. You are then described as hunka chunka or hunka hunka, hunka chunk cheese guy. Maureen says we need to see the clip again. Hang on. The last time Nick was on the prowl, he says, by the way, I need sturdy legs on my women. This is a clip to illustrate the woman that Nick report.
Oh, howdy, partner. Time for timer. Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school? Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel.
When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When my 10-gallon hats are feeling 5 gallons flat, I got something planned, which is little cheese sandwiches. Come on! Here's a great little snack to tide you over till dinner. If you want something delicious and nutritious, cheese is a super snack. Look, a wagon wheel. When my get up and go has got up and went, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When I'm dancing a hold down and my boots kind of slow down, or anytime I'm weak in the knees, I hanker for a hunk of, a slab or slice of chunk of, a snacker D is a winner and yet won't spoil my dinner. I hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yahoo!
There you go. Nick had sex with a woman that looked exactly like that. She was dubbed Hunka Chunka or Hunka Hunka Cheese. Nick writes, Nick the electrician writes, Hunka Chunka and Youper Bear are two different people. No porking on Chunka Chunka. It all just flows together. Just go with it. David says, shit, I haven't seen that in forever. Amanda, first of all, Chris says, the vape shop friend fits that description too. And then Amanda writes, that's me. She says, actually, I look like the apple guy from Fruit of the Loom. Yeah, I'm not at all comfortable with you describing yourself as looking like Apple Guy from Fruit of the Loom or Hunka Chunka. My apologies for folks who are saying that the Twitch stream has been a little wonky today. It doesn't really look that bad on my end, so I apologize for that. I'm even getting complaints about no audio or video. Well, I may, if I continue to see these complaints rolling in, X out of it and then come back. All right. I'm back. We're going to try this again. Tophus says, now it works. Welcome in, of course, to you, and thank you for checking out the show. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by my friends over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Reach out at 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Smack dab in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find them. Just search ervines.com. That's their website. They've got free loaner cars. They'll work on any car. Expert, top-notch repair, clean facility. The technical expertise of everyone there is always being updated. They're always getting the factory upgrade with technical support. 616-532-6600. Speaking of cars, I've got some folks that will clean your car. I just saw one of the videos by Eric Powie at Oakland Auto Detail. He said, don't ever let the factory say that they're going to ceramic coat your car. Let me do it. Do not pay for them to do it when you buy the car. Just bring it to Oakland Auto Detail. This adds life to the exterior of your vehicle. They put a ceramic coating on it, which is kind of like a hard candy shell. It is applied, and then some crazy-ass light hardens it, and it bonds to the paint like you wouldn't believe. You want your windows tinted? They can help you at Oakland Auto Detail. 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. Please follow them on Facebook. If you follow them on Facebook, that helps me. So go to Oakland Auto Detail or just click the link in the show notes and just give them a follow. Eric's videos that he makes for every single car that comes into his shop, they're excellent. They move fast. They're edited very well. Gives you a great idea of the if you're in the mode of watching before and after videos, like restoration videos, these make for great material. I love before and after videos. They're very, as everybody says, satisfying to see something that looks like a huge pile of shit and come back to life. That's what they do at Oakland Auto Detail. 616-510-3470. The realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast is Adam Kasari. You can reach out to Adam at 616-914-4061. If you're thinking about selling your home or you would like to buy a home, you need a qualified realtor. That's Adam. 616-914-4061. All right. Ben Glaze says he just emailed the rage quit video. Tophus says, who rage quit? Well, that is in reference to the video that I, or the audio that I played for you earlier of Greg getting pissed off at Hot Wings. Let me download that. Thank you, Ben Glaze. You are a gentleman and a scholar. I think I can access this. I might not be able to access this right now. Maybe I can. If I cannot, no big deal. Nevertheless, thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. I have fantasy football beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, oh my God, this is like my favorite thing. We have a neighborhood group that does fantasy football, and year one, I was the runner-up, and I had the most points. So I won $100 for being the runner-up. No, I forget the amount, but I ran away with a good pile of cash because I had the most points, and I was the runner-up. I earned the most money. Last year, we did it again, and I also was in the money, but we agreed to give away the money to the lady in the neighborhood who lost her husband. So in hindsight, I was like, oh, my God. But so I was in the money again. So first 2 years, actually, the first year I did fantasy football was with this group, and it was horrible. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Linda won that group. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.